Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ATA Wildlaw Monthly Call taking place on Thursday, 24th of August 2017 at 0600 UTC. On the call today on our English channel, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langnor, Maureen Hilliard, Kasek Galgal, Ahmed Elsadeh, Yasuichi Kitamura, Shridip Rayamashi, Kylie Kemp, Liana Galsian, Yanis Lee, Aris Ignacio, Masi Tagizadeh, apologies for the mispronunciation, Pavan Budrani, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Aliel Meshal, Winthrop Yu, Will Tibben, Walid Khaliki. Currently, we don't have anyone on the Chinese channel. We have received apologies from Holly Raish, Justin Chu, Eranga Samaratna, Fuad Bajwa, and Hong Su. I see that Nadira El-Araj has joined us as well. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Fad Bataine, Calvin Wong, Evin Aitodu, and myself, Yishin Nazlat. For today's call, our Chinese interpreters are Sandy and Ray Chow. And before we start, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And now I would like to leave the floor to our chair, Satish Babu. Over to you, Satish. Thank you.
Thank you, Yashim. This is Satish Babu for the record. I hope I am clearly. First of all, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to everyone who has joined us today for our monthly call for August. As you're aware, this is a time for us because we have our major event coming up in the form of our general lesson. And most of our non-policy discussions today will be about General Assembly and related topics. We have a new representative from ISOC Palestine, Dr. Ahmed Al-Sadeh, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Ahmed to the APRLO family. And I would like to now request Evin to update us on our membership-related matters. Over to you, Evin.
Thank you, Satish. I'll be brief. We have a snapshot of a table included on the agenda. And just two quick updates, actually three. We will be closing the vote for Armenian Internet Traffic Exchange Foundation, or ARMIX, this week. We'll be processing due diligence for a new application for Yemeni Organization for Development and Exchange Technology. And we have a new individual member, Dr. Ahana Lakshmi. And that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Evin and Satish, for the record. We have the current vote for the Armenian Internet Traffic Exchange. There have been some discussions at this organization, and one of the major points that come up from these discussions is how each of our members and member applicants relate to individual members. And I think we will take this point up for discussion during our GA. We will now move on to the next item, which is a very important update on our at-large review. Holly, who is the chair of the review party, is in apology today. But we have Cheryl, who is a co-chair of the at-large review working party here with us, and she has very kindly agreed to give us an update. Over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Satish. It's indeed my pleasure to give AP Rallo a brief update on where we are in our current at-large review process. I am, first of all, absolutely delighted to report to you all that at the recent at-large advisory committee meeting, the current document, which has been displayed in the Adobe Connect room, known as the At-Large Review Recommendations Feasibility Assessment and Implementation Plan, was reviewed and given in principle support by the ALAC. I believe sometime today or late yesterday, depending on where you are in the world, the extended vote, which will allow every ALAC member, including those who had not been in attendance at the meeting, to vote. When I last checked, in fact, only one ALAC member had not given an affirmative vote. So if the ALAC member who hadn't voted not long before closing off the voting period abstained or did not vote, we will have a 100% support from the ALAC. And if they abstain, that still counts as a null or no vote. So with that, I think each and every one of you who've been involved in this process should be very pleased to see us getting very close to the very next step along our journey. And our journey at the moment is the document is still going to be subject to tiny tidy ups and edits, and so we've asked the review working party to go through in the next day or so and look for minor typographical errors and that sort of thing. There will be no substantive changes to the document, however. Now, this document, for those of you who may not have read every word of it, which I can assure you people like Maureen have, she's not only read every word of it, she's written a good number of them. This document is to go to something called the Organisational Effectiveness Committee, which is a committee of the ICANN board, and they will look at this document and discuss it in their next meeting. To make that happen, we have to have this document in their hands by September 15th, and we're perfectly on track for doing that. What this document does is clearly articulate what we think as ALAC and the wider at-large community, and the Rallos in particular, think about the recommendations from the Independent Examiner, how we will we be or not be implementing them, and in what priority or order we might be doing that. So one other thing just before I hand back to you, Satisha, I wanted to report for the record my delight as co-chair with Holly. Obviously, we are both from AP Rallo, so that does tend to bias the numbers a little bit. But if you ignore Holly and I in terms of attendance, and you look at those who've attended our meetings of the Review Working Party, either as official representatives of our region or observers, and, of course, if you also look at those who are making significant contributions, AP Rallo is quite literally doing what I would like to describe as the lion's share. So I think we need to be very proud of ourselves, and it's certainly been a delight for me to see our region stepping up and doing such a fabulous job, in particular Maureen. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl, Satish, for the record. I think it is excellent news, both the fact that AP Rallo has done well and Maureen in particular, of course, Holly and Cheryl as the co-chairs, and secondly, that the long process is taken one more step towards its culmination, and hopefully the way the changes are going to impact us, we will see shortly. I really see that an enormous amount of work has gone into this document, and the efforts of the drafting the leaders of the group, small group, which drafted all the text, is particularly worth appreciating. And once again, it has been Holly, Cheryl, and Maureen, three stalwarts from Apirello, who have led this group, and it's a matter of pride for us. So thanks very much, Holly, Cheryl, and Maureen, for these efforts. We have one more day to comment on the document. Anyone interested, please go ahead and go through the text and point out any typos or minor issues. With that, we will now move on to item number 4 on the agenda, which is our ALAC policy update. It is over to Maureen and Kylie for the update.
Thank you, Satish. This is Maureen for the record. This should actually be one of the shortest policy sessions we're going to have in our monthly meeting. It certainly was one of the shortest ones we had in our ALAC meeting, that's for sure. It's sort of like there's been a bit of a lull, and I think it's because we've all been sort of like really busy. But surprisingly, there hasn't actually been that much policy-wise coming to us, and especially that it isn't something when we were talking about it the other day at the ALAC meeting. There were some sessions, statements that are coming out that aren't the sort of things that we sort of make comment on, but we do encourage people to read through the documents. Some of them are quite large, but if there is something that you may be interested in, statistical analysis of DNS abuse, apparently that's a biggie, you have to sort of like really be really interested in that topic to sort of like to go through it. But I guess it's sort of like at the moment there is someone going through one. I think Cheryl's actually going through one of those. Might it be the first one? And just to sort of like work out first of all whether the ALAC is actually going to make a state, put in a comment at all. How does it affect the end user? That's really what we're looking at anyway. So there's three public comments out. They're due a little bit away. And so if you'd like to have a read through and you have a comment, please feel free. Thank you.
Thank you. Kylie, please go ahead, Kylie.
Yes. Thank you, Satish. Yeah. Regarding the so-called CCTRD, that is about the new GTLD program a few years ago, for the new GTLD program on competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. Well, that report currently is being finalized in order to incorporate all the comments received so far. And of course, the comments have been closed for some time already. And currently, most of the comments are regarding the recommendations of the final report. Especially over the last week, it was focused on parking phenomena, because both in the legacy GTLD domains and also especially among the new GTLD domains, the parked, so-called parked domains are both over half, 50%, while the legacy GTLDs are about 58%, while the amount of new GTLD is well over 60%, almost close to 70%. So this brings a few issues which might closely relate to us as the end users, our interest. For example, whether how are these so-called parks domains being used to benefit the end users or more likely to harm the end users' interest. And for especially in the case of being monetized. So this is a very complicated issue, and the overall consensus set in is that this will, the recommendation from the team for ICANN would be to have a further study into this issue, especially because the scale of the park domains, which is way over 50%, now not being actively used. Okay, so that is the brief update over the last month for the so-called CCTRT. That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie. Satish, for the record, I see Maureen's raised a hand. Please go ahead, Maureen.
Yes, I just wanted to support Kylie in the in his explanation of the CCTRT, the review team work, because today a message came from the APAC Hub, and they're actually doing their September, I think their next webinar is actually going to be on that topic. And I think that anyone who, you know, like, I mean, it's an extremely interesting but important topic to, you know, for end users, as Kylie says. So look out for the APAC Hub webinar when it comes out, and Joyce will no doubt inform everybody, and definitely something to listen into. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Satish again. I think Cheryl has pasted the proposed dates for the ICANN meetings 2021 to 2023. Maybe some of us are interested in looking at these dates and maybe commenting on both the principles and maybe the dates themselves. Are there any questions on any of the policy-related areas? Right, not seeing any hands. We are going to the next agenda now, which is number 5, the ICANN 60 General Assembly updates. So at the outset, please take a look at these pages which are currently on the screen. They represent the work in progress for several of the committees which have been tasked with creating different programs for the General Assembly. As of now, the situation is that the travel-related work is mostly done, and Liana will be updating us about it. Currently, what is going on is finance. There has been a couple of calls that Ali has been helping out with that involved both staff and the rest of ICANN, because Ali will be updating us now, but there needs to be a lot of coordination between different players in this such a complicated thing like an ICANN meeting. So there have been a couple of calls, and Ali will update us on those. Maureen, of course, has been working on the showcase and related areas. And Holly, unfortunately, is absent today, but she has actually worked on the first draft of the capacity building program. So with that, we move on to the first of these, which is the General Assembly and debriefing sessions. That is agenda item number 5.2.A. So we will now see on the screen the very tentative kind of initial draft of the GA sessions. As we have mentioned, there are three sessions, which are the part one, part two, and the debriefing session, which is the next day. So the part one and part two are on Wednesday, 1st of November. And you can see the draft program, which is on your screen. Now, we would like to open this up to the AP Railo Advisory Committee to get their inputs on what needs to be added or removed. Once we have a rough consensus there, we will also be opening it up for community inputs. And also so that the travelers get to see the program of the GA. So this particular has been, the draft version has been created with input from the leadership team. But I think there will still need to be a lot of work. The substantive sessions are on 1st November, and the 2nd November is a closing session to basically wrap up things. Ali, your hand is up. Do you want to ask a question now? Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Satish. This is Mishal. Satish, remember we discussed last time to include the VB of the Middle East, like Bahar, to give an update about the activities and the progress that is the strategy working group, or what Bahar himself as a VB for part of our region is doing. It's good to have an overview about what is going on, because I know there are plenty of activities and work that is being done to the region. So if we can and get him in one of these sessions, which is mostly if it is day one, it will be great.
Thank you, Ali, and thank you for pointing this point out. You're absolutely correct. We had discussed this, and it is my mistake that I have not included this. So I will include it, and then we will get the advisory committee and others to comment on the entire program. So I am requesting staff to note this point that we have to include an address by the Middle East Strategy Group as well. Are there any other comments? All right, so these programs are available for your reference whenever you want to take a look at these wiki pages, so you can always refer to them. We now move on to what Holly has drafted. Again, this is work in progress on the capacity building sessions. That is the second set of pages. Can we have the capacity building sessions on screen, please?
Satish, this is Asham speaking. Just please give me 1 second. I'm checking right now the agenda. If I missed anything or not.
Yep, sure.
Okay, sure. Just give me 2 minutes, please. I'm currently converting it to PDF. And
yep, no problem.
Now uploading. Apologies for the delay, please.
So while it is coming up, Sylvia has posted the link, the chat window. As of now, this is a very—it's in a skeletal form, and Holly and the committee, which is listed here, will be fleshing it out. So currently, we have the draft schedule in terms of the time slots, the date and time. So as you can see, there are four separate sessions on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The first session is a half session because there is a bit of initial housekeeping on the first session. And please also note that we will be, this will be during the lunch break. Srinish has told us that there could be a little bit of a collision with the fellowship program, which is also during lunch breaks. So we are trying to sort it out with Srinish in case there are some ALS representatives who are also fellows, how they could kind of participate here. So we will be serving lunch during these meetings. This is for your attention on the date and time. The topics are listed below. These are again drafts. This initial list has come from the APRELO survey, which was done last month. Now Holi and of course the advisory committee are in a position to advise us on any of these things. So inputs will come from both those sources, again kind of filling these up over the next few weeks. So this is the rough idea or the rough program of the capacity building sessions. Are there any questions on these or any comments? We had a similar bunch of sessions again during the lunch break at Hyderabad, ICANN 57, and they were actually very well received. So Holi is actually building on the experiences that we got from there with a bunch of new topics. Not seeing any hands, we will now move on to the organization group, which is chaired by Maureen. Maureen, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Maureen for the record. Yes, I think our main concentration has been over the last couple of weeks has been the showcase. And of course, with this, I'm working pretty closely with both Liana and Ali over certain inputs. We're looking at the schedule of speakers, of course, which will because we are celebrating our 10th year, and so it's a decade of diversity, and that's sort of like our theme. And we've got our speakers will be hopefully concentrating on the fact that we have been a very successful RALO for 10 years. But Ali's the one on the ground who's organising things like the catering and the entertainment and looking at sort of like gifts and decorations and that kind of stuff. It's a pretty, if you've ever been to an ICANN meeting before, to the showcase events, they sort of like can be quite, they require a lot of work. And so we're going to be busy once we are... Once we hit the ground, and you guys are all there, you'll all be given a job, I'm sure. But one of the other things that we're actually coordinating, I'm coordinating, and I guess it's sort of like we're related to my role on the ALAC, and we're taking advantage of the opportunity of having our ALSs come together, and we'd like to get some feedback on how we can be more effective, perhaps, as a RALO, to try and get everyone engaged. Now, we'd like to have, lots of, at the moment we've probably got only about half of our ALSs who actually are contributing sort of like on a regular basis or even at all. And so we'd like to find out, well, what are the barriers? What are we doing wrong? What are we, how can we do things better? And the fellows who are part of APRALO have been working on a section of their very recent fellowship survey. And a couple of the questions actually did look at how fellows felt that they were being welcomed or felt valued or involved in their RALOs. And the fellows, I have actually asked groups of the fellow AP RILO fellows who are going to be at the meeting, or even if they aren't, they're still welcome to participate in the presentation. But I've asked them to basically, based on the analysis of the fellowship program, to do a presentation which will actually introduce what I hope we're going to be able to do, and that's to get some feedback from the ALSs themselves, because for the ALAC and for the RILO, we really would benefit from having some feedback from you while you're in Abu Dhabi, and talking to each other and talking to us and talking to other people about how their RILOs work, and, you know, is there any way that we can do things better. So that's just another offshoot of what I'm going to be involved in, and hopefully you are too, while we're in Abu Dhabi. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Satish again. Madhi has pointed out on the chat the ICANN booth, which is also AP RILO's booth for use. Srenish, of course, had told us about the booth. Now, we will be having about 40-plus ALS representatives, and many of them are new to ICANN and also new to Abu Dhabi. So the booth will be a point where we can do outreach with the general community, where the ALSs can use as a kind of meeting point, and also distribute any material that they have brought with them. So this is a bunch of things that we have to plan out relating to the booth. Of course, Maureen will take care of most of it, and Siranush and Madhi are there to help us. We will also perhaps need to drop a schedule of volunteers who could be there in the booth. Secondly, Yanis has asked a very interesting question as to what would be the work for the ALS representatives from now to the actual Abu Dhabi meeting. I think that's an important point, and we have to start the engagement with the ALS representatives right away. We were initially planning to give them a bunch of prerequisite reading material, or even one of the I Can Learn courses. But this we have to further discuss with Holly and the rest of the leadership team, and come out with a bunch of recommendations early September. So, of course, Lena has volunteered to also coordinate in the booth activities. That will be welcome. So are there any... now, if you have any comments or suggestions on what we just discussed in terms of how to enhance the engagement in the ICANN booth, and even right now before the meeting itself, please be in touch with us, and we can have an extended discussion on this and then draw up an action plan. We now move on to the finance, where Ali has done a lot of very great work. So over to you.
Thanks, Satish, Ali and Michal, for the report. As Satish mentioned in the beginning, we have a number of calls with staff and different type of staff, at large staff and the meeting staff, or some of them on the ground there in Abu Dhabi. And there will be another meeting that we are arranging with the host themselves, the organizer of the ICANN meeting in Abu Dhabi, in order for us to clear all the points and make sure about the arrangement specifically for the showcase. Because as we said previously, the showcase will take a lot of effort just to reflects what we are trying to deliver as a message there. So a number of arrangements is being taken care of. On the other side, I'm still looking for a sponsor. I have some potentials, but waiting for a feedback. And any of have any potential or anyone who is interested to sponsor, like we need some funding for the dinner that we are planning to do. So if any of you have any suggestion or have any contact with any of the organizations that they are interested to participate and sponsor the event, most welcome. Please let me know. So the finance part, this is an ongoing process, and hopefully maybe by next week or the week after, we'll have some more calls to clarify and finalize the plan. Thank you, Satish. Back to you.
Thank you, Ali, for that update. As Ali said, we already have a sponsor for the main part of the showcase, and now we are looking for another sponsor for the ALS Representatives Dinner, which is an exclusive dinner that we are planning for the ALS representatives with selected invitees from the rest of ICANN, the rest of the other RELOs, and ACs and SOs, and so on. We now move on to the last of the committees, which is the Outreach and ALS Liaison Committee, which is chaired by Liana. Over to you, Liana.
Thank you, Satish. This is Liana speaking. As for the ALS representatives, as you have told, as Satish has already told you, we have almost finalized with the travelers or our ALS representatives and the invitations sent by the constituency travels. During the last 1 week, we have some requests from them to make the substitutes of their representatives. So we have finalized this as well. We have now 40 representatives from ALS and one individual member, Justine Chu, and she's on an apology for this call, and we have the leadership team. So we will have almost 45 travelers to be attending to the General Assembly in Abu Dhabi. This is one of the parts of the work with the travel thing. And the other one is the outreach plan, which we are planning to start from September. As you know, it was a holiday period. We could not reach out to universities, and that's why we are waiting just for the period of schools, classes to start. And we will do this and together with the outreach activities with ICANN staff and with other constituencies and interested groups, because we have some groups of ICANN Wiki and ALAC has its outreach activities, and we want to have our efforts to be joined to have a most effective outreach in the region. So we will have on the next call, we will have an update on this, because we'll have 1 week, month already done some activities. This is for outreach, and for volunteering the booth, yes, we'll work with our ALSs and to see what material that they can bring to this and use this opportunity to share in the booth. And as far as I know, we have agreed that the booth will be for other RALOs as well. Is this correct? As far as I remember, we had that talk. Elia, maybe you can confirm that later. And as Yanis suggested, it would be good if the booth for newcomers will be close to the at-large booth. It will be good indeed, but it will depend on the place and the position of the venue, which we don't have yet in details, I think. So this is the update from me, Satish. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Liana, for that update. I have a related comment. I recollect reading one of the emails asking if there is any special dress code for the participants the A-list representatives who are coming to Abu Dhabi. I think it is a good question. I'm sorry, this is Satish for the record. I think it's a good question. It is up to us as the host, RELO, to provide the necessary information to our participants on all the do's and don'ts relating to Abu Dhabi and the General Assembly. So we had flagged this point initially as an action item that we have to provide a list of instructions, guidelines to all travelers before they come to Abu Dhabi, and we will take it up. I see Ali has raised his hand. Please go ahead, Ali.
Thanks, Satish. This is Ali Mishal for the record. 2 points, Satish. First of all, let me just comment on the dress code. Are you referring to something in a specific for, you mean the case or in general?
In general.
Oh, so then in general, I mean, there is nothing specific, to be honest, coming from this region. UAE in general, Abu Dhabi and Dubai is a very much open country. So just feel you are anywhere in the world. There is nothing specific. So you don't have to be restricted at all in Abu Dhabi. This is my understanding, and country it's like Bahrain, so there is nothing in specific at all. For the second point for Liana about the outreach, I promised her last time to see, to connect and with the, not with the Middle East, but with the J team, which Fahad, he is on the call here with us. And if there is any activity that they are going to do, just to unify the efforts and make sure that we are all at the same page. But just to update you about that, from staff, nothing has been done yet as an arrangement to do any outreach to the community within UAE. Within that, we have two things here. We have the what we call it the Middle East Strategy Working Group, which is head by Waleed Saqqaf, the community-driven part, and we have some other activities that is being done by by the staff themselves, by the DB of the region, which is Bahir and Fahad. So once these things is, I mean, move, I think we will connect together with them, Liana, myself, and team to see what we can do with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. So, yes, this is an important point. I would request staff to flag this as an action point, that coordination for outreach should include Liana, of course, and Ali, and the Middle East Strategic Group, which is Bahir and others. Now, regarding the dress code, I think the original question came from a woman. I don't remember who it was. And the question also was to do with whether they should cover their heads or something like that. So anyway, I'll leave it to the wisdom of Ali and others from the, like Nadira has now written on the chat. So I will leave it to the wisdom of our local colleagues. And if there's anything specific that the participants who are from different parts of the world, if they have anything specific to say, please put it down as a bunch of, we can send it out as an email if required.
Yeah, there is, sorry, Satish, right. Just to interrupt here. As I said, no need to cover the head or whatever. In all GCC countries except Saudi Arabia, then everything is allowed. I mean, if you come to Bahrain or Dubai, specifically in Dubai, you are in a Europe country, not in Middle East. So don't have this as a concern. I mean, just be what you are.
Great. I think that's a good piece of advice from Ali. So I think that will clarify. Now, for the people who are not on this call, we will have to see how to convey this to them. Maybe between Liana and Maureen, they can work out some way to inform everybody, you know, so that all the travelers are at the same level. Now, are there any other comments on the GA and related areas? Not seeing any comments. Do we have Amir on call? Amir, are you online? We had slotted Amir for a brief update on the NOMCOM process, but I think he has not been able to join us.
Satish, apologies, this is Satish speaking. Unfortunately, Amir is not on the phone bridge, and I cannot see him on the Adobe Connect either. Thank you.
Thank you. So Cheryl says she prefers to be the best dressed person in any room she enters. I have one item in the any other business, which is a meeting that Maureen and I had with Jiarong and Kelvin of ICANN APEC Hub. This meeting was at the Asia Pacific Regional IGF, which took place in Bangkok last month. This meeting was to review the joint activities which were originally scheduled between APEC Hub, ICANN APEC Hub, and APRELO. It is a very productive meeting. Currently, we are discussing between the APEC Hub and us on how to reactivate some of those things which were not very active in the last year or so. We will be coming back to the community about more details on this, but I would like to ask Kelvin if he wants to add on anything here. Kelvin, do you want to speak here?
Yes, sure. Satish, can you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly, because we are still discussing this as well, it's really the a review that Satish mentioned, a review of the APRELO APEC Hub Asian Framework, because I might have mentioned this before at another occasion as well. It has been about 3 years since we have rolled out the framework, and we are taking some time now to review what has worked, what has not worked, and how can we work even closer with APRELO as well as with a focus on the ALS to extend our outreach, looking into what we have done well previously, such as the webinar, and also what we could do more. I'll leave it at that because we're still in discussion, and I hope to share more during the GA itself. So stay tuned. Thank you, Satish, for the time to speak.
Thank you, Kelvin, for that update. We also, in the last week, we had a few emails among the leadership team, and uniformly, everybody's excited about reactivating these activities. So we are looking forward to more discussions and more activities. Will Tibben has asked a question in chat regarding the arrangements for members who will not be present physically in Abu Dhabi. Staff can add my first comment will be that most of our public meetings will have remote participation, the community members of APRELO who are unable to be there in person are most welcome to join these meetings online. If there's anything specific that you want as an arrangement, please let us know, and we'll be happy to see if we can support that. Does Gisela or Sylvia want to add on anything here?
Hello, Satish. Thank you so much. This is Sylvia. Just to add that as all the meetings, ICANN meetings, will be recorded, transcribed, and video. And the video, the AC room, we show the video at the moment when the meeting is ongoing live. And then the recording of the AC room, the video of the AC room, will be posted on the wiki page and the ICANN website. So the remote participation allows everyone to see the procedures and participate actively remotely for all of those ICVALO members that are unable to go in person. And all the information will be, of course, available, if not right away, in a few days later, all the recordings and the transcripts. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. I think ICANN does take an effort to be as inclusive as possible relating to remote participation. And apart from the time zone issue, which there's nothing we can do about, we have, a fair degree of fair possibility to participate really well. And any questions that are posed from the remote participants are also kind of given priority and addressed during the discussions. So I think we have come to the end of our agenda today. It's a bit early compared to the other meetings. Maybe this is because we had a meeting of the GA group a couple of weeks back. Are there any other comments or questions, either in chat or anybody wants to speak out? Not seeing any hands, and Cheryl says nothing from her. I think we will close this meeting slightly ahead of time. Now, as usual, in case there are anything, there are any other issues that you would like to inform us or ask us, please do it over the APAC Discuss email list, and we'd be happy to respond. With this, I'd like to thank all the participants who have joined in today, the next few weeks are going to be very critical and crucial. So please support the GA activities in whichever way you can, have a great week ahead and the weekend afterwards. And it's back to Yashim for closing the call.
Thank you very much, Satish. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for joining. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Hi. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, and bye.
Thank you all, and bye.